Libyan oil exports resumed this month after production shut down over a battle to control Libya's central bank, which manages oil exports. The dispute between Libya's two rival administrations was only resolved by intense negotiations. Jalal Hajawi at London's Royal United Services Institute for Defence and Security Studies.
What happened is a very grave crisis which has been partly resolved, but still presents some loose ends. And a lot of players, including armed groups in Tripoli, are trying to kind of take advantage of whatever has happened over the last several weeks. So I'm not describing a scenario of war, but I'm describing a more volatile environment.
But a rapprochement between Egypt and Turkey could offer hope for easing tensions. Cairo backs the Libyan administration in Benghazi of Khalifa Haftar, while Ankara supports the Tripoli-based government of national unity. Last month, during a visit to Ankara, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi pledged to work on Libya with his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Analysts say this cooperation was key to resolving the latest Libyan crisis. Murat Aslan is with the SETA Foundation for Political, Economic and Social Research, a Turkish pro-government think tank.
Both countries can push the Tripoli-based government or Benghazi-based Khalifa Haftar at least to accept something or come to the least terms that they can agree. So it's a win-win situation for both Egypt and Turkey.
With both the Turkish and Egyptian economies in crisis, the economic benefits of cooperating in Libya are, analysts say, a powerful force behind the country's rapprochement. Libyan security analyst Aya Buwela.
These two countries are very important to both. They've figured out a way to divide spheres and work together. Even in the East now, Turkish companies have cut lucrative deals, infrastructure deals, just as Egypt has. So economy and money drives a lot of these political friendships and rapprochement.
Ankara wants Cairo to use its influence over Haftar to support an agreement it made with the rival Libyan government of national unity to explore what are widely believed to be energy reserves in Libyan waters. Conversely, some analysts say Cairo wants Ankara to support removing the government of national unity's prime minister, Abdulhamid Dibeiba. Despite differences, observers say Cairo and Ankara are committed to cooperation. Again, Jalal Hajawi.
What has already been decided is that they're going to speak on a daily basis. And then at every crucial moment, they're going to make sure Turkey specifically is going to make sure that Egypt is on board.
Given the potentially high economic stakes for both Egypt and Turkey, Libya will likely be seen as an important test of the country's new rapprochement, cooperation that could help ease Libya's deep divide, analysts say. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.